You are listening to The Pilgrim on the 405 with Will Crist. Join him as he and his guests discover how businesses thrive in California.
Well, welcome to The Pilgrim on the 405. We're going to be talking about the businesses, small businesses today, and how they can thrive amidst the big businesses that get all the news. So we have on us Alan Brown, who is the founder of Dextrous Media, and Alan works with small companies to help them distinguish themselves from all the other companies in the world, right?
That's right.
So welcome, Alan.
Thank you. Good morning.
So tell us a little bit about Dextrous Media.
Dextrous Media Group happened back in 2011. I was working for the in-flight entertainment industry, and I was designing graphical user interfaces for the seat back of transcontinental flights. And we were having issues flip-flopping languages because they don't always go top to bottom, left to right. And we started asking what content we wanted on the planes. Anyway, long story short, with the financial crisis that had happened right before that company moved and downsized. So found myself out of work.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of my friends were starting businesses, and they started asking me different things. I have a film and TV background. So they start, hey, can you make me a video to promote my product? And I started asking questions like, who's going to watch it? What is it for? What do you want them to do after the video? I guess those questions had never really occurred to them. And so that kind of inspired some growth and conversation there. And that led to web programming, which fit my in-flight industry experience. And I started asking the same questions. Because back in 2011, most of the websites that were on the internet were just informational. They were brochures. And so I started asking questions. What do you want somebody to do after they've viewed your website? And that seems pretty commonplace now, but that's what started Dextrous Media Group. And we're finding that with small business, to keep things, to compete with the competition with the larger companies, a lot of the people that come to us are saying, hey, I've been told, do what the other guys are doing, right? I want to start a business, or I've been in this for a few years. I know who my competitors are. I'm just going to do what they're doing, and I'm going to get some business. And that's not necessarily the case. You should know who your competitors are and certainly see what they're doing that's working and what they're doing that's not working. But you still need to be unique. You need to be yourself. You need to be an individual.
So when you talk about being out of work, another way of saying that be, I was ready for the next opportunity?
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah. Whether I was ready or not, I was ready for the next opportunity.
I think that's one of the things that I've found in California over the past 30 years is coming from Massachusetts. I spent 15 years in Massachusetts. In Massachusetts, you generally have a job for life. That's the culture.
Okay.
And when something goes wrong, it is a disaster. And coming to California, I discovered what I call the Hollywood model, right?
Yeah.
We know when we get started on this movie that it has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And so as I'm moving out of the middle to the end, I am looking for my next project.
Always looking for the next job.
That's right. And I don't spend a lot of time in that mentality. I don't spend a lot of time grieving over the end of the project. In fact, we may even have a party celebrating the end of the project.
Right.
But it's always, what's my next project?
Right.
What's my next project? And I have found that to be true for many people in California. And so it really becomes the way that Californians think about working. What's my next project?
Yeah. Or even among some of my colleagues, the people I work with, it's, what's the next position I'm going for?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've made this job title that I've gotten.
Mm-hmm.
How do I get to the next one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty simple how you get the next one, right? You provide enough value to somebody or to the company or to your clients that they want to reward you, and they see a return on their investment in terms of their reward.
Right. Yeah, I can see that. It doesn't quite fit what I think about that situation. Where do you want to be? What's the end goal?
Mm-hmm.
What does that look like? How long is that sustainable? So if you're just looking for the next promotion, you're just kind of stair-stepping forward, right?
Right.
But do you have a goal? Is there a place you're going?
Right, and all of those are steps toward that goal. How long, when you think about your goals, how long a period do you think about?
Well, within about 25 years is eventually where I'd like to have everything set.
So do you have a picture of where you want to be 25 years from now?
I do. I'd like to have a Dextrous Media Group in every major city in the United States.
All right. So when you think about that, if we were getting back together 3 years from now, and you were telling me how happy you were with what had happened, so 3 years from now, looking back, being happy, what would have changed? What would have had to have changed?
To reach my 25-year goal?
No, you're already there. You're looking back, and you're saying these are the things that changed. What would they be?
I guess the conquering certain hurdles that I'm currently going through, which is right now the business is me, mainly me. I have people that work for me, but if I don't tell them what to do, nothing gets done, right? So how do I duplicate myself? So last year I have wife and four kids, moved everybody up to Seattle, wanted to open a second office, and I left the one down here in Orange County open, and thought, hey, I'm going to open a second office. Let's do this. But then I found myself exhausted flying back and forth trying to manage two offices.
Well, why not open a third or fourth?
Exactly.
Right?
Right? Yeah. The travel's fun for a month or two. So I guess learning. Always be learning, always be discovering on what are other people doing that's working, and how do I make it my own? How do I make it unique?
Well, what I'm hearing is there's at least two what we call boxes or positions right now. One is, do you still have the Seattle office?
I do, yeah.
All right, so there is a Seattle office manager, I suppose, and there is an Orange County office manager
right
there. And now, are there other positions in each of those offices?
Most of the work is done down here in Orange County, so the way I've been...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you have a series of positions here in Orange County?
We do.
All right.
Yep.
And now, when you have that position, is it clear, the five roles that particular position has? Are you really clear about what that is?
It is. I'm more clear now from that learning experience. But I think my business is a little unique. Like a lot of online marketing companies can, you know, they work across the world or they work across the country. We're unique because we come to you locally. So we show up with video cameras and still cameras and capture you. Because I think a lot of the clients out there, or a lot of the customers out there can notice the difference between a stock website and a stock video and something that's genuine and real.
All right. But you're not out there with the camera, are you? Is that you?
Sometimes, yeah.
Well, I understand, but is that a position that you happen to fill right now because you don't have anybody else to fill it?
No. Well, it depends on the week. Sometimes we have a little more work than other weeks.
Well, I understand, but so then you slip into that responsibility.
Yep.
And you're doing it simply because, you know, you don't have enough work to, I mean, well, you're probably not being required to do something else.
Right.
So so I'm wondering, is do you have what I would call an accountability chart for what positions are necessary, and you know, 3 to 5 positions are necessary to get the product out there? You probably have something to do with sales and marketing, bringing in new people.
Yep.
And you probably have somebody doing the back office work, with finance, you know, who's making the payments and things like that. And then you obviously have somebody who is creating the product. Right? The production part.
Right.
And those could be divided, but it starts off with those three. Now, when people start off as one or two people, they tend to have to do all of those. But when you get really clear about what those jobs are, then you can begin to look for people. They're not going to be just like you, because you don't want somebody who's going to do all of that, do you?
No.
You want somebody who's going to be specific in terms of doing the required, bringing in the required results for sales and marketing.
Right.
Right? And somebody who is very clear about getting all the payables paid and all the receipts accounted for. And maintaining probably your, you know, the infrastructure for the business.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. I think it's just growing pains, is what it is.
Sure.
And just like any adventure that any of us take on life, there's steps to be taken and steps you didn't see that you're looking to overcome.
And so when you're looking out there, what I'm hearing is that part of that that needs to change would be something about getting really clear about who you, what the positions are, and when you will be able to fill them, and who you're looking for to fill them.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And so do you have those kind of plans for you yet?
I do. With so, you know, if you're hiring a web designer, mm-hmm. you're looking for a web designer, and you want to make sure that they know certain languages and can code a certain way. So I guess the problem I was facing is maybe not having a clear vision for the Seattle office. Going out, because one of the things that we do every Monday is we meet for every client. So even if you've only hired us for a website, the video guy still sits down with us, the SEO guy, mm-hmm. right? And we have that conversation. What does this look like from a holistic standpoint? With all departments involved. And so with most of the work being done in Orange County, there was a distance disconnect mm-hmm. that I think we've resolved now with Zoom meetings. But mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Now do the businesses that you work with, do they have a clear vision of where they want to be in 3 years?
Most of them don't.
Oh.
And so that's part of the conversation that we have with them, which is ironic that we're having this conversation about my company.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Are those local to Seattle in Orange County, or are they national, or where are they located?
So most of our clients are still here in Orange County. We have a few new clients, up in Seattle over this last year. But like I said, we work with marketing consultants mm-hmm. who are our favorite kind of clients because they bring a whole industry of opportunity to our door. Mm-hmm. And those clients are all over the United States.
Hmm. So all your 30 clients are all over the United States?
Yeah. So if we have a marketing consultant as a client, I would call him one client, but he comes with a lot of opportunity.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So the ones who are local here, for instance, or local in Seattle, would it be valuable for them to be really clear about their vision, about what they want to be in 3 years?
I think it would be, and it is a valuable conversation. A lot of these, some of these companies have been doing it a while, and they're just doing what's always been done.
Right.
And somebody told them that, you know, your videos are still square and not rectangle, so we can see the age of the video because nobody makes square videos anymore. Mm-hmm. So you need a new video. So they call us, and that usually opens up a larger conversation.
Well, they need a new video because?
Because somebody went on their website and said, hey, your video is really old. Oh, you need to update your video.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice. But what's the point of it? I want to invest this money in order to do what?
Right. Well, that's the conversation that we have with them when they call in. Mm-hmm. Well, what did this video do for you back in the day? What was its intent? Mm-hmm. Right? What do you want it to do for you now? And then that usually evolves into a larger conversation of who are we trying to reach with your product or service? Mm-hmm. And that grows into web and SEO and social media. And
well, those are ways to do it, right? That's a way to do it is social media and SEO and web. That's the way. But what is it that they want to have happen? Is it want somebody to come into a store? Do they want them to pick up the phone and call? Do they want to
exactly?
You know, how are they going to measure your effectiveness? Do you have that conversation with them?
How are they going to measure my effectiveness?
Well, yes. I mean, they're paying you,
right? So we set goals.
Okay.
So we're going to meet this mark. And then we're going to reevaluate.
The mark would be, for instance,
X amount of calls, X amount of website traffic,
these are
X amount of views.
We're looking for.
Yeah.
And there's lots of ways of doing that.
There's lots of ways of doing that, right?
You can hire a group of 30 people, go out with guns, and say, "Hey, call these people," right?
Right.
That's probably not very effective, but it is a way.
It is a way. So, and then we get phone calls.
So getting clear about what it is that they want, what they're willing to invest. And then asking them what is it that's going to be the return that they're looking for on their investment.
Well, it's not always that conversation, because sometimes their client base or their fan group is looking for something else. They're asking for something different than what the company is providing, which means there's a disconnect between the audience and the right. service that's being provided.
Right. So that kind of alignment is something that you can help them with.
Absolutely.
But what the company wants and what the customer wants may not be in alignment, but that doesn't change what the company wants.
Right.
Right? So it's like, how do we take what the customer wants and how do we produce from that what we want?
Right.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah, or how do we change our product and service, if I'm the company, mm-hmm. to match what the expectations are of the client?
Right.
Yeah.
So getting now, how often do you find that it's important for a company, for you know, that's important, it's valuable for a company to get really clear about what their purpose is? Why are they here? What's, you know, what are they trying to do?
It's almost hysterical when you start having those conversations with some of the clients. They don't know.
Hmm.
They they sell food.
Mm-hmm.
Just, people are hungry, they walk in the door.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, why would they choose you over another restaurant?
Well, now that's a different one, but getting clear about what they want first and what niche they're doing, what's their purpose, their cause, their passion. I mean, why do they get up in the morning? Why do they come to work?
Right.
What is it that they're doing? I mean, there's people who love cooking, right? I mean, that's the famous story from E-Myth, where the woman loves to make cookies, right?
Uh-huh.
And so she says, I'm going to open a cookie store. So she goes through all of the work to open a cookie store. She's in a nice mall, and here she is. Now, she's no longer making cookies. She's paying the rent. She's doing SEO. She's talking to people like you. All these other things, but she didn't want to do any of that. She really just wanted to make cookies and sell them to people.
Exactly.
So
right.
Getting really clear about what are we doing here? Why are we doing this? And then who are we doing it for? What's our niche? And is that a conversation that you have with people?
Absolutely. I guess I'm thinking of some recent clients that we have in Seattle, and they're taking over from the person that wanted to make the cookies, mm-hmm. right? They're taking over for that person, and they're devising, they're discovering, where do we want this to go? What, mm-hmm. what does this look like?
Mm-hmm. Our,
and so it's always an interesting conversation mm-hmm. because you're right. Most of the time, the person that just wants to cook, they just want to cook.
Right.
They don't want to run a restaurant.
Running
a restaurant is much different.
They don't want to do sales and marketing. Right?
Right.
They really want to pay the bills and take in the money and count it and fill out the tax forms and all of that.
Right.
So getting really clear about what it is that the company is doing, which is generally larger than any one person. You know, what's our purpose, our cause, our passion? What's the niche that we're here to solve? You know, who are we doing this for?
Right.
And then what's on our list? Who are the people that are going to buy from us?
Well, who are our current clientele?
Yeah.
What are we doing right by them?
Uh-huh.
What could we be doing better by them?
Uh-huh.
And who are their friends?
Right.
Yeah.
And so what is the list of the people that we want to get? And then I'm really curious about what are the three things that make this company different from any other company like it?
And that is usually when I get the deer in the headlights.
Uh-huh.
And it's an interesting process from there. Yeah. Because it's, you know, we make food. We just want them to come in and eat food. Like that's
yeah,
their mentality.
Why would they come here?
Because it's good food.
Do you think I could pick up the phone and call any restaurant and say, do you have good food? What would they say?
They would say, I hope you call me.
And well, no, I'd say, I'd call any restaurant in town, pick up the phone, call them and say, do you have good food? What would any restaurant say?
They would all say we have great food.
Oh great food. Not just good food, but great food.
Right.
Well, these guys down here say they had good food, but you got great food? I'm coming. What makes Dextrous Media, what are the three things that makes Dextrous Media different from any other media company?
We're local. We come to you. We learn who you are.
Oh, but you're doing a lot of Zoom meetings between OC and...
Well, if you're in Seattle, we come to you. The Seattle crew comes to you.
Okay.
If you're in Orange County, the Orange County crew comes to you.
So we come to you.
Yeah, we come to you.
All right.
We meet you. We sit down with your team, and we have the similar conversation to what you and I were just having, mm-hmm. is okay. What makes you unique? Mm-hmm. Who are you? Why are you doing this? Where is your audience? Mm-hmm. Where do we think your audience is? Mm-hmm. Where do they reside online? What are they looking for? What problem can you solve for them?
Those are the questions you ask.
Those are the,
So, all right. So we're local. How many other local companies are there, media companies in OC and Seattle?
There's a lot, but I haven't found one that will that go to you. Okay. You usually go to them.
Okay.
Or it's done online.
Okay. So you're going to have face-to-face.
Face-to-face.
And then the second thing that sets you apart is?
It's a holistic package. So we're not just selling you a website. We're selling you a plan moving forward.
Okay.
And the services that get you there are the web and the SEO and the video. But it's a holistic branding idea that sets you apart from your competition.
Okay. Third one.
So we're local. We help you discover your uniqueness.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it's a long-term partnership. So it's not a one and done.
Okay.
You don't just pay us for a website and we move on. It's an ongoing relationship. Because even a website these days should be a living and breathing thing that brings you a return on investment.
How's it going to bring you a return on investment?
It depends on what your product is.
Mm-hmm.
So if it needs to generate phone calls, the language and the imagery and the colors of the mm-hmm. website need to be written in a specific way so that it generates a phone call.
All right.
If you're selling products online, you want to have featured products and you want to have language that converts.
So
website's a conversion tool.
All right. So do you have a proven process for how you begin, what's in the middle, and what's in the end?
Yeah, so it's, let's see, we discover, so we do a lot of research about the company beforehand, and we research the competition for that company, and then we devise, so discover and devise, and in the devise process, it's, okay, here's what your competition is doing, here's what you've been doing, here's what they're doing that I think works, here's what they're doing that I think doesn't work, and what would work for you, and then we develop, so devise, discover, develop. That's when we go in and film. And photograph and devise the language with the client. And then we deploy. So we know where the audience is. We know what problems they're looking for our client to solve.
Mm-hmm.
And we meet them with the language and the imagery to inspire them to come to the website to be converted into a client.
So do you have a guarantee?
I do not have a guarantee.
No guarantee at all?
No guarantee.
No promises?
Promise that we'll work with you until it works.
Oh.
Doesn't always work the first time.
Oh.
If we're being open and honest.
Well, that's what it's about, right? So,
yeah.
So
I think if anybody in the marketing world gives you a guarantee, run for the hills.
Well, okay, but I mean, what is a business person looking at? I mean, it's saying, I'll pay you this much money for what? What am I guaranteed from here?
You're guaranteed to have, well, what are you guaranteed from a marketing department that works in your own company?
Well, when I work with marketing companies and we put together what's in that marketing seat, we get really clear. If the sales department says we need 40 qualified leads a month, that becomes, and then we ask the marketing people, the lead for marketing, is this something you can do? Is this something you want to do? Do you know how to do it? And if not, then we have a problem.
Well, he should go and do some research, right? And find out if that's something he can do.
That's right.
So that's what we present to the client.
Right. Here's
where the leads are.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what we're going to do to attract those leads to you.
Right.
And we're going to develop and tweak that until it's running at 100%.
And what I suggest to companies who, with their marketing department or with their outsourced marketing people, is get really clear on what the expectations are. And it's not tell them, it's find out from them. What are you willing to do? What can you do? What do you want to do? But once we have an agreement about what's going to happen, let's see it happen.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, if we say we're going to use SEO to move you from the third page to the first page.
Well, how many leads does that guarantee?
I don't know. I mean, whatever the pieces that are there, that, you know, what are we doing? What's the guarantee? And if it's leads, if that's the pieces, then to me, if a company needs, for instance, let's suppose a company to feed its sales team, it needs 40 leads a month.
Okay, right? Sure.
So the task then of somebody in that company is to find a way to get 40 qualified leads a month.
Right, and right? That's through a discovery process.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Discovery, ultimately, it's a monitoring of the results. Did we get there?
Right.
And if we didn't, now, my belief is there's no such thing as failure. Right?
Right.
It's learning. That's right. We either get it, we either succeeded, or we're learning how to do it. And we learned that didn't work, or maybe it didn't. Maybe that didn't give us 40, that gave us 22 over, you know, every month consistently. So we'll keep doing that. What else do we do to add to it?
So if your marketing lead said, yeah, I can bring you 40 leads a month, mm-hmm. and he comes back with 22, mm-hmm. do you keep working with that marketing guy?
What I want to know
is... He promised you 40 leads.
You promised me 40. You have 22. Do we agree?
Yes.
Right? We agree.
Yep.
I mean, we got to first agree on the data.
Right.
Right. Well, it's really not 22. It really brought you 44, but... Blah, blah, blah. All right.
Yeah,
do agree,
brass knacks.
Do we agree that 22 qualified leads came in the door?
Right.
All right. So then the next question is...
Well, right there, that's already an awkward conversation. So I guess what I was trying to say...
Why is that awkward?
Yeah. Well, if I came in and I'm your marketing guy,
right.
and I promise you 40 leads a month, and I come in with 22,
right.
we're going to have an awkward conversation.
All right. So tell me.
That's why I don't guarantee.
We can
have a goal.
No,
we're going to work on this until we get 40 leads a month.
Well, that's the point. We didn't get 22, so what will we do? Now, somebody might say, I have run out of all the tricks in my toolbox. I have nothing else that I know how to do. It's either 22 or nothing. That's possible. That's an extreme.
That's an extreme.
All right. The other extreme that I really don't like to hear is, don't worry about it. We'll get it there eventually.
That's scary, right? too.
It's what is the plan for what are we going to try next? What is our plan to get there? And watching that weekly, monthly, quarterly, watching that, and we're either getting closer or we're getting further away. Does that make sense?
It does. I think we're having the same conversation. You ask if I had a guarantee, and I don't guarantee results. I'll guarantee that we'll work with you to get the results. We'll have goals, and we'll work to get there, kind of like you were talking about. Well, we got 22 leads this month. We're working on 40. What do we need to tweak to get there?
Let me try something.
Sure.
Our guarantee is that we will work with you until we achieve what we agreed on.
Right. I would agree with that.
All right. Yeah. Now, that means that way back here when we're agreeing upon it, you have to, as a marketing media group, you have to be really clear that you can get there.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
And because what I've seen from many media companies is, we're going to do SEO. Nice. And we're going to make a really fancy website. Wonderful. We're going to do some really cool video. Here it is. Give me the check, please.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of that, too.
Right?
And, yeah. I work against a lot of all that.
Well, that is not helpful.
No, it's not.
Right?
Right.
And what I find so interesting in most companies is they treat marketing like a black box. We put money in and we don't know what's coming out.
Well, that's scary too.
Well,
you have to have measurable results.
Well, I understand.
Yeah.
But when they ask about measurable results, people either say, well, you can't guarantee anything. I mean, you know, you only 50% of your money in advertising is going to work, and you don't know which 50, right?
Yeah, well, I guess what I'm talking about is managing expectations.
That's...
Because what I said, I'm working against the other companies. Mm-hmm. They'll go in and they'll promise the moon, and I'm not promising the moon, right? Especially in the 405, since mm-hmm. that's the name of the show.
Right.
There's no guarantee exactly what time you're going to get there. There's all sorts of things that happen in the 405.
All right. So if I come to work and I say, well, you know, I'm late because it's traffic. Fair?
Well, to me, that sounds like an excuse.
If
you're up front with me and say, hey, I've got to travel down the 405,
right.
I hope to get around 20 leads, 40 leads.
My wife said, I need to be at the airport today at 9:30,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
And I said, we're going to leave at 8:45. Now, I said 8:45 because I know what the 405 looks like from from Laguna Beach to the airport.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
And I know it's going to take longer than 30 minutes to get there because right there at the 133, there's a big parking lot.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So I know that. Now, if I did not get her to the airport, it's not going to be good to say, well, you know, it was the traffic.
And that's when you have the awkward conversation, right?
And the awkward conversation is, what are we going to do differently next time? That's the learning.
Well, I think...
Oh, we're going to be... you know, and so it's really not the traffic. It's, I did not prepare enough time ahead of time to get there.
Right.
All right?
Right.
So the challenge to the media group today, and you know, I have been in computer and digital worlds forever. I mean, you don't get willchris.com if you weren't there when the internet got started, right?
Right.
So I've been around a long time. And what I find is that there's some people who will promise the moon, and there are other people who will say, we're going to the moon, and we're going to get there. Right, you can see them. It's Bezos. It's Musk. Mm-hmm. It's 4, 5, 6 people. They're going now. When the Starhopper blows up tomorrow, right?
Right.
Is that going to stop it?
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying. It's trial and error to get there.
Well,
and it's
yes.
to manage the expectation up front.
Yes.
We're going to go to the moon.
Yes.
And back in the day, we've never gone there before. So we're going to have to try some things and discover.
And we've never gone there before. Probably because that company has never gone there before.
Right.
And number two, even though you are an expert in it, the marketplace changes every frigging day.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, just like the traffic on the 405.
That's right. And so it's the guarantee is that I will be with you until we get to the goal.
Yeah, I guess I agree with that.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Now let me ask you.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody said, okay, but I'm not going to be continuing to pay you $50,000 a month mm-hmm. to learn how to do it.
Right. That's right? Not what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, as a good business person, the team might be saying, we'll spend some time learning how, but let's get some metrics so that we can see progress.
Well, that's phase one in our process is to discover.
Uh-huh.
What are your competitors doing right? What are they doing wrong? Mm-hmm. What have you been trying? Mm-hmm. Where's your audience?
Mm-hmm.
What are they doing? What are they buying? Mm-hmm. Where are they?
Mm-hmm.
What, you know, problem can you solve for them?
Right.
Okay. So based on that information, it logically makes sense that we're going to put this type of content together, this type of video together. We're going to go after these terms for SEO, right? There's the package, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to guarantee you that leads a certain amount of leads.
Of course not. Of course not, because we don't know. Right?
Right.
We don't know. Just think about, what was it, Apollo what? What was the movie about? Apollo 13?
13.
Yeah, right? Yeah. We're going to go to the moon, but we don't know what's going to happen there. Oh, my goodness, it blew up. how are we going to fix that? All right. But did they give up and say, well, you know, we did our best?
No, they kept going.
They kept going, and they said, we're going to learn. Try this. That didn't work. Try this. That didn't work. And that, to me, is where a marketing company sets themselves apart.
Agreed. And with industry today, with very few exceptions, usually somebody's already there. Somebody, one of your competitors, have figured out how to do it, and they're doing it very well.
Mm-hmm.
So there's already a roadmap there if you do the research.
Mm-hmm.
And so leading...
No, but it's when you say, if you do the research, it's if you do the research, right?
Right.
If we do the research...
Dextrous Media Group,
right?
We do the research.
We do the research for you, and you're going to pay for that.
Right.
Right? And you're going to pay for the design, you're going to pay for deployment.
Mm-hmm.
But before we do that, as a good business person, I'd like to hear you say, what kind of return on your investment would make you happy?
Right. Well, if we're talking ROI, we mm-hmm. can look at your competition. What are they doing? What are they bringing in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what part of the market share can we expect to capture from them? What maybe they're so big they're leaving some of smaller audiences
and
around?
What is it that Dextrous Media Group is okay, guaranteed might not be, but is agreeing to
we're going
to
get
bring
you there.
To you in terms of return on your investment.
Right. So we set time slots aside.
Yes.
So there's going to be a discovery process, mm-hmm. and that's going to take X amount of time depending on your industry.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to be able to come to you with some facts, with some information, and say, here, what is working for competition? Somebody's already done this.
Okay.
We're going to follow in their footsteps for a few steps here.
Mm-hmm.
And that should bring you this amount of return.
Okay.
So I guess guarantee, I see what you're saying with the word guarantee,
well, that,
but a lot of guarantees are thrown around in marketing in my industry,
and
it's a bad word.
But pushing on you, people are willing to invest if they have a high probability, if they are convinced, if they believe that they will get a return on their investment.
Correct.
And how many times in media do people not get a return on their investment?
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
Well, I gave you a good website. Let me see if I can find 14 reasons why it's your problem,
mm-hmm.
not my problem.
And sadly, that conversation happens more often than not.
All right. But if you were clear about that, would that set you apart?
I think it does.
All right.
Set us apart.
So in thinking about your investment of time, resource, and money in doing a project, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the big return that you want to get from completing a project?
What return does Dextrous Media Group want to get from working with a client?
Yeah.
We want an ongoing relationship.
Well, that's nice. That's nice. But where is the real value for you?
And when we're making our client money.
All right. Why? Why?
Why do we see value? Because it's success. It's a job well done. It's
that's
a
good.
Finish line.
But, all right. So good. I mean, you agreed that you would get paid this. You got that. They got their return. They're not saying, oh, by the way, we're going to give you a big bonus, because that's not it.
Nope.
What comes out of doing a great job, figuring it out, getting the return on the investment for that client? What comes to you?
Well, satisfaction that we've done a good job,
come
I guess.
Come on. What are people looking for?
They're looking for success stories.
Yes.
Yeah.
And would this be of value to you to have the people in that company saying, let me tell you a little bit about our relationship with Dextrous Media?
Right. You're talking about case studies.
Case studies, their enthusiasm, referrals, introductions. Oh, listen, you guys have been having trouble with your, you kind of flattened out your sales and you're not hitting where you want to be. Let me introduce you to some people. Let me tell you a little bit about what happened with us.
Right.
All right. Now, that to me is the biggest value to you.
I would agree. Right. I'd 100% agree. And when I said client retention is we want to grow with our clients,
well,
right?
Of course. That's
so
nice.
So it's an ongoing relationship.
That's nice. You're not going to be a millionaire by client retention.
Right.
Right?
Right.
It's doubling, tripling, quadrupling the number of clients that you have.
Correct.
And even being able to push, you know, to push up your prices because you are delivering what you said you would deliver.
Right.
So that's why I'm challenging you on this whole idea of guarantee.
Okay.
All right? If you were to guarantee we will make that happen, all right?
Yep.
Now, you get your choice. We will either have a time certain, and we'll give you everything we got by that time, or we will give you we will get to the place where we're bringing that many. It may take more time.
Right.
All right? But the guarantee is we will learn together about how to get there.
I agree.
All right. Now, might be some times that you fail, but what about the times when you succeed?
Agreed. Yeah. Well, we succeed often with that.
But and that's your guarantee then.
We'll work with you until we get you there.
We'll get you there. That's right. We will work with you until we get you there.
Yep.
And there may be times when you have to say, look, you've been paying us this much a month, this far. We haven't gotten you there. We feel like we're going to charge you half as much until we get there. And if we do get there, then maybe we can go back and talk about picking up the piece that we left on the table. But our guarantee is we will make it work.
Sometimes we've even worked for flat rates.
Yeah.
Here it is. Just pay us this amount of money, and we're going to get you there. We're unsure of the time.
Right, but that's a guarantee.
And it is a guarantee.
When you think about the marketplace for media companies, what kind of trust do most leadership teams have for media company promises?
Zero. Like, I fight trust all the time.
Okay.
That's why I guess, reacted the way that I did to the word guarantee.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of guarantees being thrown out in digital marketing.
So getting very clear about what the guarantee is.
Right. We're going to bring you 40 leads a month. Guaranteed.
Whatever the agreement is, you know, what constitutes a qualified lead.
Right.
Being really clear about that so we're not just giving you a bunch of names.
Right.
Right. But what's a qualified lead? And how many do you want? What are you willing to invest in terms of time, resources, and money to get there?
Right.
Those things can come. I mean, that becomes an agreement, right?
Yes.
And when people see that you are fulfilling that agreement, that's the guarantee.
Okay. I would agree with that assessment.
Yeah. Now, what about other companies that you're working with?
So we call them goals. Here's the goal that we're going to go to.
I know.
You don't like the word goals?
I once had a sales manager who said that we worked with all of his people. We set up, you know, we talked about all their goals, and I got back with them on a quarterly basis, and here we were looking at them. And each of his 8 salespeople told me where they were with their goals, and, you know, they were 60, 70, 80%. And some of them got 100% of their goals done. I met with him, and we went down to his goals, and he had none of them done. I said, I don't understand. I'm a little confused here. He said, well, they were just goals.
Hmm.
So
it's not tangible enough.
Well, and people have to learn how to achieve goals, right?
Right.
I mean, if I say I'm going to get this done in the next 90 days, the first time I try to do 5 or 6 things in 90 days, I may find out that I didn't anticipate that 2 or 3 vendors were going to have to participate in this, and they're not always going to come through.
Mm-hmm.
It may have been too big to get done in 90 days. It may have been too small. I mean, and I got distracted by other things. All of these pieces, learning how to consistently work toward achieving those most important 5 to 7 things in 90 days, that's a learning.
Right.
Right?
It's discovering.
Well, it's discovering how to get things done.
Right.
And so when I work with companies and we have those quarterly goals like that, and generally the company has 3 to 7, hopefully closer to 3 things that are really important to get done in the next 90 days for the company, and one person takes each of those goals and is their responsibility, and then everybody then adds their own 3 to 7 things that they're going to get done. And the goal is, I mean, the expectation is at the end of this 90 days, 80% of those will be 100% done.
Right.
All right. Now, what do you think happens for the first quarter when we try that?
Well, hopefully, if it's designed right, people are out there going for it.
Well, they're going for it, but do you think that they get to 80%?
I guess not.
No, they don't, because they don't know how. And so over 2 or 3 or 4 quarters, they learn how, as a team, to support each other. They report each week. All of the, we call them rocks, are all of these rocks on target to be completed? And, you know, the first couple of quarters, people just say, oh, yeah, don't worry about it. When they come up and it's like 40 or 50% and the leadership team's looking at each other, looking down at their shoes, right?
Uh-huh.
We all understand that the expectation is 80%. Then they start taking seriously learning how to support each other. That doesn't sound to me like, I have no evidence that that's on track. You're telling me it's on track. Could we take a look at that and give me some evidence that it's on track? Because if it's not, let's talk about it. But that becomes that kind of open and honest conversation, which seems to me exactly what you're talking about with your company. I mean, with your clients is being open and honest about, if this is where we're going, let's walk down the path together.
Exactly.
And let's see. Let's learn how to do it. And there's going to be times when we got to stop and do something different, go back and take another look. But But that's where the guarantee becomes very real.
Okay. Yeah. I guess I stray away from I'm guaranteeing these results. I will guarantee that we will get there and discover it and meet our goal of, you know, what do you want? I want 40, right. 40 leads. So that's the goal. It's 40 leads.
Right.
So we're going to get there.
Right. We're going to get there. That's the guarantee.
Right.
We will get there. We will discover a system for doing that.
Exactly. It's just too many marketing companies today will say, hey, in the first month, we're going to bring you 50, you know, guarantee that we get 50 leads.
Explain to them what that means. Explain to ask them, have you ever been promised? Have you ever been guaranteed? What happened? Well, that's not our guarantee.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Guarantee is kind of a dirty word because...
I understand, but nevertheless, letting the liars, which is what they are, right?
Yep.
Letting the liars own the word guarantee is not a good solution.
Okay.
Because that can set you apart. All right? Saying, we don't have any guarantees, that really doesn't set you apart.
Right. I guess we'll guarantee we'll work with you, but we're not guaranteeing something.
If I'm making an investment in you, I expect to have a return.
Yes.
That's what you're guaranteeing, that I'm going to get a return and that you're going to work with me until we get there.
That's correct.
And that has to do with your confidence, your skill level, your capacity, your ability, right?
Yep.
And you're putting that on the line.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work... then you got to keep working.
Then it's my name, yeah.
That's right. And it may be, you know, you may be doing it for less than we agreed upon because it's stretched out. I don't know, but those are things that you work on that proves your commitment to achieving the goal.
Yeah, so I guess you're absolutely right. We guarantee that we'll work with you until we get it done.
That's right. Well, that's a wonderful thing. All right. And here's our process. This is how we do it. Now, who is it that is your ideal client?
I would say marketing consultants.
Marketing consultants. Okay, so you don't really want to talk to individual companies.
We work with a lot of individual companies, but my favorite are marketing consultants because they usually specialize in a specific industry. Mm-hmm. So my team and I can take time to get to know that specific industry and deliver products that take us just a shorter amount of time of discovery.
So what's your promise to the marketing consultant?
That we will develop tools that make them look better.
All right.
And deliver.
All right, right. And that's an important piece. It's a very important piece. Well, it's wonderful. I'm impressed with what you're doing, and I'm eager to see how you're going to begin to pull this together with the various pieces that you know, going to get you out of flying back and forth all this stuff
exactly.
And doing everything, right?
Right.
So what message would you like to give listeners?
Hire local. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of big marketing agencies that are doing the same thing for every client that walks through the door, despite the industry they're going. Hire somebody that's going to walk into your company, learn about you, discover what your process is, and just tell your story about what you're already doing, because chances are you're already there. You just need to tell people.
Okay. So do you want business owners to get in touch with you, or shall they look for marketing consultants?
They can contact me directly.
How do you want them to do that?
They can call us at 800-486-7750, or they can reach out to our website, which is dexterousmediagroup.com, and dexterous is D-E-X-T-E-R-O-U-S.
And what's your promise?
That we will get you there.
If what? Do you just, anybody?
Anybody. Let's call. Call me. We'll have a conversation.
Are there people that don't qualify?
There are people that don't qualify.
Oh, okay. So if you qualify.
Well, if you call me and you're a hamburger shop that can only make so many hamburgers an hour and you want me to send you enough leads that you can't deliver that many hamburgers.
Right.
Then
so there are going to be people that don't qualify, but if they do qualify, you do the research, we can come back to them, then your guarantee is
that we will get you there.
We'll get you where we said we'd go.
That's right.
That's pretty fantastic.
We'll hit those goals.
All right. Way to go. Well, there we go. That's an interesting marketing company and media company that really is taking seriously the whole idea of getting a return on the investment for the particularly the small companies, right?
Absolutely.
Not talking about billion-dollar companies. You're talking about...
most of them have marketing companies that are downstairs.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Good. So... There we are. Another wonderful way of seeing how business in California thrives.
You've been listening to The Pilgrim on the 405 with Will Crist.